back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sonnaie. I'm your host, XO. Man, your boy been on a hiatus. We've been off for about 2 months. Catch y'all real quick with what's been happening. July, I was in Jamaica for mom's birthday, so we was out there spending time out there on vacation as well as celebrating our four-year anniversary. If you don't know, July 11th is the official start date for Sonnaie. We've been running since 2019, so it's been our four-year anniversary, and we back. So I had to take a break from that, and then in the process, I was studying to get my life insurance license, so we got that secured as well. But overall, just really had to take a break and really strategize to see what direction do I want to go with Sonnaie. Didn't plan on taking 2 months off, but it just happened that way. I'm grateful for the time off because I missed y'all, man. I missed y'all. I like real talk. And I've just been meeting a lot of people. Also went to InvestFest last month. It's like an investment conference. If you haven't heard of it, it's by EYL, Earn Your Leisure. Shout out to them. They put on a great conference. Met a lot of people, networked with a lot of people, as well as some new interviewees for y'all for 2024. But overall, been grateful for these past 2 months off. It just gave me that break that I needed, and now we back and we ready to attack it, get back into the game with the podcast and everything. But shout out to y'all, shout out to everybody that's been rocking with me since day one, still loyal, still listening. Shout out to y'all. This isn't possible without you. But welcome back, Sonnaie community. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing something that's close to our hearts, something that I believe we all want to work on, or we all do on a daily consistent basis, which is the power of personal development and the vital role of personal development in nurturing the mental health of entrepreneurial millennials as we navigate through our mental health journey. Understanding and embracing personal growth is key to achieving and fulfilling a balanced life. But you know, I always got to kick off the show with some quotes of the day before we dive into that. Let me kick it off with the first quote. My first quote is, "A beautiful reality is right there, just waiting for you to grow into it." What does your future look like? Who do you want your future? Who is your future self? Who do you want to be in the next 5 years? What are you going to do to get there? What is that? What are we in 2023 now, headed to 2024? So hypothetically, who do you want to be in 2028? Who do I want to be September 2028? Do you want to be in the same position you are now, or do you want to elevate? Do you want to grow? And what are you going to do to get to that level? What type of work are you going to put in now to get there? Sometimes you got to look ahead like, all right, this is where I want to be in 5 years. This is the reality that I want. But I have to reverse engineer that to start from today to get there. So what are you going to do? What type of house are you going to live in? What type of car are you driving? What type of job or career are you going to have? What type of family you're going to have? Are you still going to be single or whatever it may be? What are you going to be doing in the next 5 years? And think big too. Don't limit yourself like, oh, I'm going to do this, get a small promotion. No, think big. Think outside the box and understand like, yo, my reality is just right there, but I'm going to have to put some work in. And that goes the same for me, because I'm like, all right, what does my reality look like in the next 5 years? Like, I always tell myself what it is. But it's like, okay, you have to put the work. You can't just like, oh, I wish it would be like this and expect it to happen. Yeah, expecting it to happen, but are you going to put that action in behind it to make it happen? But once again, that quote is, a beautiful reality is right there, just waiting for you to grow into it. My next quote is, I'm pretty sure you hear this a lot. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So the people you're spending your time with now, 5 people, you can probably think of them quick, who the 5 people you're spending your most time with, do they fit your past, your present, or your future? And you have to understand, like, okay, the 5 people I spend my most time with now, they fill my present. So it's like, if they fill your present, okay, this goes back to where you want to be in 5 years. Find those 5 people that's doing that already, wherever you want to be at, and be like, okay, these are the 5 people I need to hang around. These are the people I need to spend more of my time with, because they're doing what my future self will be doing, and this is who the people I want to be around. There's nothing wrong with the people that you're hanging around now, but it's just all about balancing that time and figuring out, okay, they fit my present, but I need 5 people to fit my future and who I want to become. So understanding that and going out there to find those people, whether you're looking at Facebook groups or you're going to different conferences or you're just meeting people, talking to them on the streets, or you're just seeing people that you come across and just say, hey, can we get acquainted? Can we exchange numbers? Can I bounce some ideas off of you? Because you're in the position that I want to be in. But right now, I'm starting from day one. So can I use your mentorship, your guidance, whatever it may be? And don't be afraid to reach out to people. We have unlimited resources to reach out to people on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, whatever it may be. Because you have so many sources to reach out to people. Don't limit yourself in thinking like, nah, I got to keep staying around the people that I'm around now. It's like, the five people I want to be in the future are who I want to start hanging around with. I have to go find them if I haven't found them already. And once again, that quote is, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Man, I know that was a lot, but you know, I had to come back and hit y'all with some good. We took some time off, but we back. I'm just extremely grateful for Son IE and the family and the community and everybody, especially when I was out at InvestFest, just meeting different people and understanding that it's bigger than me. It's bigger than me, and the whole purpose of Sanae is for you to understand yourself and get to know yourself better, as well as getting that personal development that you need. But the millennials landscape and mental health challenges, we have to begin by acknowledging the unique challenges faced by entrepreneurial millennials, especially in the fast-paced and dynamic of the world we live in. When you're a millennial, or of course you're a millennial, but entrepreneurial millennial, it's different. Because you know you have to deal with certain things on a day in and day out basis. There's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days, and there's stuff that you have to deal with to build your business, to build yourself. And sometimes it gets rough. I know how it is, where you hit that brick wall, you're trying to run through that wall, but you keep getting stuck. You keep hurting yourself. You're like, okay, how do I break this wall down? And maybe you're at the point of your journey where you need a team, or you need somebody else to come help you along the way to help you build, break down that wall. And it's, we all hit that. We all hit that. I've hit that before when it comes to this. And it's understanding like, okay, I can't do it all alone. There's no I in team. So it's like finding that team, and how can we get that team to, we all align with the same purpose and vision when it comes to whatever you're creating as an entrepreneur millennial. But I know how it is. The pressures of building careers, managing businesses, maintaining personal lives can take a toll on us mentally. So it's like, how do we balance this out? How do we balance building a business, maintaining the business, maintaining our personal lives, building a career? And that's what this episode is going to help you out with today. And I just want to drop some statistics to shed light on the reality of the generation's mental health struggles and ways to help. And number one would be, according to a report by the American Psychology Association, millennials experience higher stress levels compared to other generations, with money, work, and future uncertainties being major contributors. So we experience higher stress levels compared to other generations because our future is just like rocky. We don't know what the future looks like. We don't have the retirement plan, a 401k, a SSI, whatever it may be. We have that stress because we grew up in the era, we're going up the era of social media. So most of us want to show what we're doing instead of just keeping it under wraps. We want to keep up with the Joneses instead of focusing on, okay, what does my future look like? We're so into that instant gratification instead of the delayed gratification for what we truly want. Because all this right now, yeah, it's all good right now, but is your future secure? Are you working towards your future? Are you doing the things for your future that your future self needs? And it's understanding like, okay, I can reduce my stress by focusing on the compound effect. Either getting 1% better day by day, doing the little things to help your future self out so you're not struggling in the future, so your future is secure, whether that's investing, getting a Roth IRA, creating a business for your family so your family has that generational wealth in the long term. So it's understanding like, okay, we have higher stress levels, but I can reduce my stress by doing the little things today instead of being a part of the statistic. Number two would be, the World Health Organization states that depression is the leading cause of disability worldwide, affecting people of all ages, including millennials, for the fast-paced and competitive nature of our lives can contribute to the rising trend. So if you personally right now, you feel like you've been depressed lately or you're going something, don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. There's people that's out there that want to help you, that want to get you out of this phase, especially me. You can always reach out to me if you need that help. But understanding, like, this depression, you can't let the depression defeat you. You have to defeat the depression because it is life. People go through it. People hide it better than others. But it's like asking for help instead of staying in that constant state. And it's understanding, like, okay, I can get through this. I just have to have people help me out. That goes back to having that team around you. Having the people, either family members or some mentor, some coaching, whatever it may be, reaching out to the people in your life and like, yo, I'm struggling with this. I've been struggling lately, and you're the person that I feel like is there for me that can help me get through this. But it's understanding, like, being vulnerable, showing your strength through your vulnerability. Number three of the statistics would be a study by the Anxiety and Depression Association of America found that 72% of millennials have experienced anxiety and panic attacks, reflecting the magnitude of mental health challenges within this generation. A lot of us put a lot of pressure on ourselves because we feel like we have to do it alone. Like, oh, I can do it all by myself. But it's like, let me share this weight or load with somebody else instead of just thinking like, oh, I can do this by myself, or I have to do this by myself. Like, nah, we all go through it. I've been through it too, where I'm like, oh, nah, I can run the podcast by myself. But eventually you get to a point where maybe I need to deviate some tasks. Maybe I need to hire a VA. Maybe I need to have somebody be the podcast manager. Maybe I need somebody to do this. And it's like every business that you know, whatever you rocking with, they all have a team with them. Nobody did it by themselves. And that's where the anxiety and depression builds up, because we want to do everything by ourselves, or the panic attacks, because we feel like we have to carry that weight on ourselves instead of, no, let me push some of the weight over here, push some weight over here, push some weight over there. And it's better for us now because we have the resources. We can go on Fiverr, we can go on different websites to hire either VAs or somebody that can help out with the process. We can hire the independent contractors for ourselves to help us get to where we need to get to. We can't do it alone. You aren't able to do it alone, trust me. The quicker you realize that, the faster and easier things will be. Now let's talk about some ways to help. Acknowledging these challenges is essential, but it's equally important to explore ways to address and support millennial mental health. As entrepreneurial millennials, we can take proactive steps to prioritize our well-being. Number one would be open conversations. Engage in open and honest conversations about mental health with friends, colleagues, and loved ones. Reducing the stigma around mental health helps create a supportive environment for those struggling. So having those open conversations, who are the people around you that you can have this conversation with, that you can be open and honest with about how what you're feeling, what you're going with, and you won't feel like you have to be judged. Where there may be open up too, they're like, man, I felt the same way. I've been going through this too. But I'm glad we're having this conversation so I can realize and understand myself on a deeper level. So having those open and honest conversations with family members, colleagues, different entrepreneurs, people that you trust. And like, yo, I've been going through this and I need some type of help. Or can we help each other and have these weekly conversations, these weekly mental health meetings, and getting better over time with it? Number two would be seek professional help. Seek professional help. Don't hesitate to reach out to mental health professionals, therapists, or counselors. If you feel overwhelmed, seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Seek that help. I know within my community, we feel like, oh, if you need therapy, you want to do something. It's like, nah. Sometimes you can need therapy to help you understand what you're going through, what you're dealing with. Maybe you're having good times in your life. You're like, I want to talk to somebody about this so they can help you understand yourself. Or maybe you've been locking in something from childhood. You have some type of childhood trauma. You're like, why does this keep resurfacing in my life or resurfacing in different friendships or relationships? And they'll get to the nitty gritty of it. And like, this is why it's resurfacing every time, because you haven't dealt with this. So seeking that professional help if you need it, or even if you don't need it, therapy is always good because it gives you better understanding of who you are and who you're becoming. Number three, establish boundaries. This is big, man. This is huge. I feel like me personally, this year, I've been establishing more boundaries instead of not having boundaries. Because you know, when you have boundaries, you just get ran over all the time. People are like, oh, you do this thing. You're always a yes, yes, yes. But it's like, no, you have to set them boundaries for yourself and understanding that this is my self-care. I have to think about myself first. Yes, I love helping people. Yes, I love serving people, but I can't pour from an empty cup. So establish those boundaries. Learn to set boundaries between your work life and your personal life. Overworking and constant connectivity can negatively impact your mental health. Allocate time for self-care and relaxation. I feel like that's self-explanatory. And number four would be embrace physical activity. Did you know regular exercise has proven benefits for mental well-being? Incorporate physical activities that you enjoy in your routine to reduce stress and boost your mood. Exercise is big when it comes to maintaining your mental health and having a great mental well-being. Whether you're outside taking a walk in nature, you're taking a jog, you're running, you're going to the gym, lifting weights, whatever it may be, get in some daily exercise. Either 30 minutes out the day, every day, and you feel better mentally about yourself and about everything that you're accomplishing. Number five, practice mindfulness. Engage in mindfulness practices such as meditation, deep breathing, or yoga to cultivate self-awareness and reduce anxiety. And this is two of my favorites on here, meditation and deep breathing. I love to meditate. I meditate morning, noon, night. It was my meditation, and same with the deep breathing. I deep breathe morning, noon, and night, and it was really helping me out and practicing my mindfulness and understanding everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be okay. Taking it one day at a time and understanding I am one person. I got to take care of myself first and understand that this is who I am. And this is what I need for myself in this moment. So practicing that mindfulness, if you don't already, if you don't meditate or you don't practice deep breathing or you don't do yoga, look into it. Do your research. One of the apps that I recommend for when it comes to mindfulness is called Calm, the Calm app. It's one of my favorite apps. I've been using them for the past decade, and they've been very sufficient for helping me when it comes to my meditations and doing that. I believe they also have a program on there where it does with the deep breathing. But even if not, you have Apple Watch. Everybody has Apple Watch these days. The one there, practice your deep breathing three to five times out the day so you can get more oxygen in your body and more oxygen to your brain. Number six would be connect with like-minded communities. Join communities or support groups where you can connect with other entrepreneurial millennials who understand unique challenges you face. Go to subreddit groups, Reddits, Pinterest threads, Threads itself, X, any type of social media. Facebook groups are the biggest one where you can connect with like-minded individuals. All you got to do is put in the name of your thing and you connect with them there, or even go on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a huge game changer. LinkedIn has everybody that within your realm on there. All you got to do is search the group name and it'll pop up. So check out LinkedIn. Connect those people. Let them know what you're going through. Let them know that, oh man, I've been dealing with this for this long time. They might help you have the answer to your problem. So always connect with like-minded individuals. And remember, take care of your mental health is not just essential for our overall well-being, but also enhances our entrepreneurial journey. Let's prioritize mental health, support one another, and foster a culture of growth and well-being within the entrepreneurial community. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for tuning in to this educational episode of Sai. Share with a friend, share with your community, share with who you think this may help. And also remember, personal development isn't a destination, but a continuous journey of growth and self-discovery. Embrace the process, be kind to yourself, and prioritize your mental health as you navigate your entrepreneurial journey. Together, us all together, we can create a community that thrives both personally and professionally. And until next time, keep evolving and take care of your mental well-being. Stay inspired, stay strong. We out. Thank y'all for tuning in to Sana I.E. Peace.